Thank you and good morning. Arcata police arrested two people on Saturday night following a traffic stop on West End Road at about 9 o'clock. When the officer contacted the driver, 20-year-old Orleans resident Nakoma Franklin Donahue, he saw an unloaded and unregistered AR-15 rifle on the back seat. The officer then removed Franklin Donahue from the car, along with 20-year-old passenger Dolores Gallegos, and the vehicle was searched. The officer located $7,000 in cash, ammunition and magazines for the rifle, and small amounts of meth and hash. Franklin Donahue was arrested and booked for possession of an assault weapon and driving without a license and transportation of narcotics, Gallegos for simple possession. The Fortuna City Council meets tonight, and after listening to reports from Fire Chief Lon Winburn and Police Chief Bill Dauberstein, the council is expected to approve the appointment of Randy Mendoza as interim city manager. Current manager Regan Candelario has accepted the same position with the City of Novato, and he'll start his new job next month. The city closed its application window for a new city manager at the beginning of September, and the search continues for a full-time replacement for Candelario, who has worked for the city since 2012. Search and rescue volunteers with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office were called out over the weekend after a man had gone to inspect his large property near Compchi, a rural area south of Highway 20 and east of Little River, and did not return home on Friday night. Deputies on scene went looking for the 61-year-old property owner but failed to locate him during the night, and the search resumed on Saturday morning. Two canine teams were involved, and by about 9:30, they located the man, who had fallen down a deep ravine on the property and who needed medical help. The man was extricated from the ravine and taken to the hospital for treatment. The Arcata Minor Theater has reopened under new management, and the owners and officials from the City of Arcata and the Chamber of Commerce were on hand on Friday night to mark the occasion. The theater had closed in April and then was sold to its new owners, Minor Theater LLC, a partnership between local business owner Merrick McKinley and the owner of the theater building, Josh Neff. The new management team wants to have events 5 to 6 nights a week that include local art shows, movies, and other events. The newly renovated theater also has a full bar and new food service. The Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods has received a $10,000 donation, and it was spurred by a local man who was watching the television show, The Judge Mathis Show. Michael St. Clair of Eureka watched as a young woman won a case against her mother who had stolen scholarship money the girl had earned through the Boys and Girls Club. That inspired St. Clair to look into the local club, and after he made a visit, he headed to U.S. Bank to get some money to make a donation. It turned out that the bank teller he contacted was an alumnae of the Boys and Girls program, and that solidified St. Clair's decision to make the donation. St. Clair returned to the Boys and Girls Club and donated the $10,000. Word of that donation and what had inspired it filtered back to Judge Mathis, who issued a statement praising St. Clair and the impact the Boys and Girls Clubs have in communities across the country. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer was back on Talk Shop, and the talk turned to the issue of housing in the city, a city that is host to a university and one that sees a lot of turnover in tenants. Diemer brought up another issue related to housing, the university, and Arcata, race. She noted the changing demographics of the student body at HSU, which has seen an increase in the number of students of color enrolled. Diemer said that the issue of business, housing, and race was brought up at a recent economic forum.
We had a forum with our Economic Development Committee where students from the university came to talk about economic development around the student population, but a lot of the discussion that evening turned into services and housing discrimination concerns from our students of color on campus.
Arcata has teamed up with HSU and the business community to host a public forum scheduled for today on campus, focused on racial equity and housing, because she has heard concerns.
In a real kind of landlord market, landlords in particular are, you know, looking for good long-term tenants so they can be picky. I mean, that's just been the case, you know, forever probably in Arcata. But the stories that we are starting to hear is that it is more difficult for a student or a faculty or a professor or somebody moving into this community, a family of color moving into this community to find housing.
You can listen to the entire Talk Shop interview with Karen Diemer by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.